This is working in Teams Unity 11A, positioning for high-performance teaming, challenges and opportunities for teams in the HIT environment. At the end of this unit, the learner will be able to develop a working knowledge of high performance, identify key criteria for high-performance teaming, and propose a team structure that enables high performance. White heat. In his book, Well Played Game, Bill Russell describes a moment that he refers to as white heat that happened every so often during his tenure in the NBA. This was a moment when all things seemed to move in slow motion as the elements of the players of both teams took a different level of performance. And it was a level of performance that we are referring to as high performance. It rarely happens, but teams can be structured in a way that allows it to happen. That is, they can be set up, have the right support, and the right attitudes to allow high performance to take place. And that's what this unit is about. It's establishing the structure, the support, and the networking, as well as the personal motivation on all members so that high performance can actually happen within a team experience. Perhaps the team can reach that white heat experience that Bill Russell writes about in his book. Like Bill Russell's passage about his, quote, white heat experiences with his team, the Boston Celtics, high performance is an experience that most teams never achieve. It is not a final destination that a team can attain and then claim that they have, quote, made it. Rather, the best you can do is prepare for it. If you fail to plan, you typically are planning to fail. Even when high performance is achieved, it rarely lasts for long. Bill Russell's experience was that it could last anywhere from 5 to 12 minutes. My high-performance experience with a specific work team lasted for about 6 hours as we dug in and achieved excellence in our work for a client on a Saturday. There were 8 of us, and although we were all professionally trained analysts, we never shared an analysis of that experience. In fact, had it not been for an outside expert analyst's comments upon witnessing our performance that day, I might not have fully appreciated the experience. Bill Russell's experience with the Celtics happened in the 1960s. My personal experience took place in the mid-1980s. Much more is known today about high-performance teaming and how to better prepare for and extend such peak experiences. In this unit, we will examine some methods and techniques a team might use to prepare for and extend high performance. As we go through this unit, we will be following this scenario. A team has been challenged with finding an electronic bedboard solution for a small rural community hospital. An electronic bedboard is a system that shows each patient in each inpatient bed in the hospital. This system is important to know where the open beds are located for new patients, which beds or rooms need to be turned over, cleaned, and which beds are occupied by what patient. Patient names, which create the unit's census. In Unit 8, we displayed team process effectiveness criteria. These are important reasons why teams are considered superior to individuals when confronting complex problems. High-performance teams are able to push the limits on each of these criteria. These elements should each be elevated by the team's ability to share resources and information. Using them in a review of the project will help the team determine how well they were able to realize this goal. The electronic bedboard team consists of the following team members: 1 nurse manager, 2 staff nurses, 2 unit clerks, 1 housekeeping manager, and 1 shift coordinator. The first meeting was scheduled and ground rules were developed, action plans designed, meeting schedules created, and deliverables assigned. In this unit, we will look at strategies to build, nurture, and sustain teams in environments that enable high performance. Let's look more deeply at each of these dimensions in turn. You will have an opportunity in this unit to apply what is learned at each stage in our examination of these areas. Consider these 5 simple steps for building a high-performance team. master your own destiny. Put all your eggs in one basket. If you don't know it's broken, how can you fix it? Proper practice prevents poor performance. A stitch in time. High-performance teams are not built by the boss. They are developed by each and every member of the team working together and demanding the most of each other. Team management for high performance is like quality. It is everyone's responsibility, both individually and collectively. Your ability to commit to the tasks assigned you and the processes of the team will enable your team to reach for the stars. You control yourself and in turn have a direct connection to controlling the team. So take control and take responsibility for managing your team. As mentioned before, there is an electronic bedboard team that has been formed and the members identified as follows. 1 nurse manager, 2 staff nurses, 2 unit clerks, 1 housekeeping manager, and 1 shift coordinator. No one has been determined to be the, quote, manager of this very diverse team. Who might make the best person for manager of the team? Keep in mind, it doesn't have to be a titled, quote, manager. Rather, someone with the ability and motivation to lead. You may well be a member of more than a single team at work. Rather than attempt to redesign each team in a similar fashion, it is important to keep each team in its own basket. Deal with the key challenges for each team in a way that's specific to that team, and don't get caught up trying to take the same approach to every team. Chances are you're a member or leader of many teams at work. Think about which teams work well and which could do with some care and attention. Do you need to improve all your teams or just one? Start small and invest your efforts in improving the team that will make the biggest difference in your working life. As they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. One of the most revealing books about leadership is Why Great Leaders Don't Take Yes for an Answer by Michael Roberto of the Harvard Business School. One of the basic premises of the book is that most leaders do not gain accurate and genuine perspectives on the workings of their organizations because they are protected from the truth by their, quote, handlers, or the people who most directly report to them. This same danger can exist in teams as well, as teammates attempt to, quote, protect each other from bad news. The problem with this situation is that teams need to grow through stages of forming, storming, norming, and performing, and sometimes must face challenges that require disagreement and even dissent. Inviting constructive feedback and feed-forward behaviors of team members is a required component of a high-performing team. Only in this way can a team continue to expand and enhance its ability to perform. The electronic bedboard team has been meeting for 3 weeks. The first meeting was very productive and much progress was made in that they had created the ground rules, action plans, meeting schedule, and individual deliverables. By the second week, not any progress was made on the individual deliverables. The team leader did not follow through with actually asking to see the progress on the workflow diagrams from the unit clerks or the process document from the housekeeping manager. When the shift coordinator asked about the deliverables, the response was that all was on target. The team is now behind. What should the team leader do now? Professional athletes spend 95% of their time practicing for the big game. Practicing basic skills for high-performance teaming is a requirement for success. Reserving just an hour each week working with your team to plan who is responsible for what and when can make a significant impact on your team's behavior and success. This adds up to less than 3% of your working week, and yet it can make an impact. Think about it. You don't have to behave like a professional athlete, reserving most of your time for performance enhancement to make a difference. You can build and maintain high performance with consistent attention to important practices. It is oftentimes difficult to find an hour in the health environment to work on the foundation of the team. If this hour is laid out and truly used to develop the foundation tools such as ground rules, action plans, meeting schedules, and individual and partner deliverables, the results are spectacular. The team members will also remember that the team itself respects their time involved. Each meeting is meaningful and is worthwhile. Otherwise, the team members feel that they could be doing something that is more patient-related. It is important to develop a consistent and regular pattern to working with your team. Take, quote, baby steps to get started, and then continue to work toward a progressive stride that will become natural and fit your lifestyle. And in doing that, you will actually get much of your life back, and you won't experience the time wasters that non-high-performing teams experience. Remember to keep your steps clear and simple, and these will transfer as well to other parts of your professional and personal behaviors. High-performance teams, even at high altitudes, are not developed from thin air. They are a direct result of careful planning and active pursuit. Activity 1. Building a high-performance team. Now that you have reviewed these five simple steps for building a high-performance team, develop a plan to put these steps into action. Be specific with each component as you create a case for developing a new team. You pick the mission and plan the development of a team that could reach high-performance standards. What steps are easiest for you? Why? Which ones are most difficult and why? In order for a team to be positioned for high performance, there are key components that require attention. Organizational structures and individual team member contributions will serve as prerequisites for HPT, or high performance team status. The actual performance of the team will be impacted by the processes put in place and practiced by the team. All teams need to pay attention to these areas. High-performance teams go beyond normal levels of accomplishment in each of the areas.